3 potatoes, 4 5 potatoes, 6 potatoes, 7 potatoes, 4 1 potato, 2 potatoes, 3 potatoes, 4 5 potatoes, 6 potatoes, 7 potatoes, more
potatoes, 8 potatoes.
Welcome to the Potato League Podcast with your host, Dan Fleming and Tom Crosman.
Thanks, TJ.
Thanks, TJ.
Welcome to episode 140.
40, yeah.
The Potato League Podcast. Very special. We're doing something special for 140.
Yes.
Connor's here with us.
Hello.
Doing his 2 or 3 times a year
yeah,
visit.
His triannual visit to the podcast.
I was trying to think of what it's... If you say biannual, is that twice a year or once every 2 years?
I never get it right when
I don't either.
He's here 3 times a year, about.
Right.
Give or take.
Yeah.
And
he's here today because, you know, just...
Because
he wanted to record on Saturday.
Right, yes.
And
yeah, I thought you were going to say for episode 140.
And I actually had a friend who mentioned this the other day who thought it was cute that we measure time by Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Right.
You contacted me the other day and said, hey, what are you doing on Saturday? And I'm like, nothing, what's up? And you're like, well, I haven't seen you since Ant-Man. So, yes.
Well, so
and
then,
today we saw Venom. So next time we chat, you'll be like, I haven't seen you since Venom.
Well, so really, I haven't seen Connor since Ant-Man.
Exactly.
That would be the last time I saw you as
yes.
well.
Yes. I still remember my 7th birthday, Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
Yes. So it started right then.
It started mm-hmm. right then, yeah. And you were excited for that Venom when Spider-Man 3 came out.
God. Right.
Yeah.
Movie sucks.
Oh, God, I remember, too, because I told the person behind us that day when we saw Spider-Man that if they didn't shut the fuck up, I was going to kill him.
Huh.
Yeah. Would not stop talking throughout, like, the first, like, 5 minutes of the movie. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking murder you if you don't shut up.
You should have asked them, in hindsight, to keep talking so that your mind would have been elsewhere, like during the dancing and jazz.
No, this is the first Spider-Man.
Oh, first one. Okay, yeah. I thought you were still talking about 3.
Yeah, not evil Spider-Man. Not, you know, emo Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we will be talking about Venom today.
Yeah, and then...
Not a lot, because you haven't seen it yet.
I don't care.
I think you might.
I guess... I guess I don't care too much about... I mean, unless it's going to ruin the experience.
It will not.
It's not like a... You know, if you had seen Infinity War and I hadn't, I wouldn't want to hear anything.
Yeah.
But, like, no, Venom,
I don't plan on spoiling much, because, I mean, our like, 4 listeners, you know, might not have seen it yet.
Right.
Although Bryce did. So, Bryce and I have already been chatting about it.
About Venom?
About Venom.
Specifically?
Yeah. Yes. So, I don't have to worry about spoiling it for Bryce, but everybody else out there, I don't want to really give it away.
Right. No.
No.
Goodness, no. There was that, and then you guys saw Venom, and then we just watched 3-ish trailers.
Yep.
That all kind of came out
mm-hmm.
in the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Creed 2, Into the Spider-Verse.
And Aquaman.
Aquaman, the super long Aquaman trailer, which
yep.
was interesting. It's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a big budget 5.5 minute trailer?
Yeah.
Not very often.
It doesn't.
But let's be honest, DC needs it.
Yes. Yeah.
DC's got a lot riding on
this. This was clearly a look. This we're going to show you as much as we can. You know.
Yeah. No, really. Look, it's good. Look at the good stuff.
Yeah.
Look, there's giant seahorses. Aren't they cute? Your kid's going to want a plushie. Want to buy the plushie from the WB store? You can link it right here. They're going to go all out for this because they have to because.
Yeah.
I mean, Shazam is coming. Although I did hear today that. What's his name? Zachary Levi described Shazam as like the DC version of the Goonies.
Really?
Which totally I could get.
Okay.
You know, because kids in peril, but never quite mortal peril.
Sure.
And almost everybody looks back on the Goonies with, you know, at least some love in their heart.
Oh, sure. I like Goonies.
Very few people look back and go, Goonies sucks.
Yes.
Because it doesn't. It's
the
awesome.
Unfortunate thing about the Goonies is the first thing anyone ever mentions or remembers is the Truffle Shuffle.
Or Slop Chunk.
Which are the two dumbest things in that movie.
Yeah.
Damn
it. No one ever talks about Mikey's bravery.
Right.
And or you know, Data's ingenuity.
Right.
Or, you know, Corey Feldman.
Or Bran's shorts over his sweatpants.
Yeah, that's right, Bran.
And his spring.
Oh God, I know. The chest things, expanders.
Yeah, those things that would like
springs on handles.
Pinch your skin.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Anybody in the 80s excellent. Who didn't catch a nipple on those at least once?
Catch a nip?
Because, yeah, you know, you had to do it shirtless.
It was always always good for a little welt.
Or your hand would slip and it would around.
And the wooden handle would hit in the ear or something.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, those things
exercise
awesome.
Equipment was dangerous when we were kids.
Yeah, that's why I just stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I don't work out a lot.
I decided, fuck it. This is too dangerous.
Yeah, all that post-trauma from, you know, the thigh master.
Right. And
all that shit.
I do have, I'm supposed to do from my physical therapy for however many years ago, I have a 15-pound kettlebell, like, right there on the floor that I'm supposed to use every day. That's all I've got to say about that.
Yeah.
In what context?
Yeah. I'm supposed to do, like, the swings.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Ever. But that's just me, I guess. What else? The other one was Vice that we watched.
Because it's not all fun and games, kids, on this show.
No, and there isn't really much to say about that. If you like The Big Short, this will be very much up your alley. I hope Adam McKay does something like this every 3 or 4 years.
I do, too. It's way better than his other shit.
Yes, it is. With the same group of people.
Yeah.
Because this is the same kind of crew as... The Big Short, which was one of our favorite movies from a couple years ago. Yep. Excuse me. About
complete
the...
dark horse. Like, yeah. None of us expected that to be nearly as good as it was.
No.
And that was probably my second favorite spotlight that year.
Yeah, me too. And I still, both of those are in regular rotation. Mm-hmm. I've watched both of them recently.
And then he added unexpected choice Sam Rockwell to the mix.
Yeah, but he very much fits in that universe, doesn't
he? Yes.
We were talking before that you wouldn't have thought of it until you see it, but he's like a perfect W.
Yeah.
Because it's just every other Sam Rockwell character, but a little bit dumber.
Yeah.
And it's
still way out of his league.
Yes.
But still a little dumber than usual.
Yeah, it's like, well, the analog to Justin Hammer is not a, a bad one, I guess.
No, because that's like the Chaney version. That is
right,
Chaney,
right.
Just smarter.
Yeah, so that looks great. I'm sure.
I didn't even realize that was being filmed either.
I didn't either. I knew nothing about
it completely.
I didn't even the trailer didn't even pop up somewhere. It played in front of something else that I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
Like it started like the usually I skip right by something, but I was like, is that because you see it when it pops up from Adam McKay. Yeah, I had no idea that it was even a thing, and I don't think a lot of people did, because even like celebrity reaction on Twitter was like, well, just like what you and I were saying, like, holy shit, I didn't even know this was being made. This is awesome.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm excited about that. It's not something I'll go to in the theater, probably.
No.
It may not even, will that even play around here?
It might. At the very least, it'll be like a Railroad Square cinema viewing.
But those are typically the sort of movies that are out on video pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It'll
likely play like limited around like Christmas time.
Sure. Well, it'll probably be on the same schedule as, because that was about when Big Short came out, right? That was a Oscar baity time of year movie, which I still hate that.
Yeah.
We talk about this. That's one of our most recurring topics, is how dumb studios are about when they release their Oscar bait movies.
Yeah.
So that no one has time to watch them before. No one has time or opportunity to watch them before the Oscars.
We'll put it out on video 3 weeks after the Oscars.
Or a week after.
When you don't care about it anymore.
Right. Yeah, right. Immediately after you stop caring about it.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. Finger on the pulse, Hollywood. Finger on the pulse. But yeah, then they won't release Mandy wide.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We need our crazy Nick Cage, man. Need it.
So, speaking of crazy Nick Cage, do you want to go right into Venom? Or do you want to...
Yeah, let's go right into Venom, even though Nick Cage is not in it, but he's there in spirit.
He's there in spirit, and you're not the... I don't know if someone else, if I read a similar thing somewhere else, but maybe not specifically saying Nick Cage, but that this is the vibe of this movie, is that it's...
He's the hidden parasite.
Yeah, he's not really infected with an outer... He's infected with Nick Cage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Connor and I went.
Worse.
Yeah, Connor and I went and saw Venom today.
You need way more antibiotics for something like
yes,
that.
Yes, you do. You need like that's like Superbug right there. Not a very full theater at all. probably 30 people in it.
You were at an early show, right?
Yeah, we were at the noon 30 on a Saturday. It looks like it's on track. I checked as soon as we left to do about 80 million over the weekend, which isn't awful,
great. Probably hoping for at least 100.
I would hope so.
Right?
Especially because it looks like this film probably cost 150 million.
Yeah.
Reviews have not been kind to it.
No.
At all.
But audience score is good.
And this is one of those times where I think the critics are full of shit.
Yeah.
It is by no means a great movie.
Right.
Don't go into this expecting, you know,
quality.
Winter Soldier.
Right.
You know,
sure.
But this is better than Spider-Man 3. This is better than Amazing 2.
Is it better than Amazing 1?
Way more fun than Amazing 1.
Well, that wouldn't take too much, Amazing 1 is not brutal.
Yeah.
2 is.
Yeah.
Where would you put this amongst Sony Spider-Man movies?
Probably after 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got more rewatchability, I think, right now than 1, by far. Because, I mean, those movies haven't aged well. They're still good, but I don't ever go to...
They're super corny.
I don't ever go to them. Yeah, and
super
corny. This is also super corny, but it feels like it's in on it. The director is Ruben Fleischer, who directed Zombieland and some other unfortunate films. But,
That's not to say Zombieland is unfortunate.
No, Zombieland is one of my favorite... I took you to see Zombieland when you were 12.
Good thinking.
Parents were looking at me funny, but you came out of that movie loving that movie.
Still do.
Yeah. Parent of the year right here.
Long love for Woody Harrelson.
It's definitely got a bit of an insane vibe to it. You'll never see Tom Hardy speak more. And mostly he's talking to himself. Or, I mean, he's talking...
Is he mostly coherent?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm. Oh, yeah. I did not need a Tom Hardy translator. His face was not covered by a mask. It was sometimes covered by a Venom.
Sure.
But then he was speaking with a different voice. He was speaking with the Venom voice, which I think might have been David Keith.
Oh, really?
I haven't checked. Which is part of my disappointment, because the best way I can describe this film... Because it's very much like a monster movie. I'm actually probably going to count this as my 31 Days of Horror film.
Yeah?
It's PG-13. It could have easily gone for an R with more blood.
Oh,
we were talking about that.
Much more better.
But I get it, because now Colin can watch this.
Sure.
Maybe on DVD they'll do like a blood-in version, you know, with a little extra violence to it. But...
like on Call of Duty when you can turn the gore on and off?
Exactly. Like Call of Duty when you can add the gore. It reminded me a lot of like American Werewolf in London, because like your guy, and he doesn't get bitten obviously because it's not a werewolf movie, but he knows something's happening to him, and his body's changing.
Yeah, see, there's Zombieland right there.
You know, he's growing hair in weird places. You know, girls are starting to look different to him.
Sure.
But no, he's got it. He knows something isn't right, and then the voice starts coming to him. You know, saying he's hungry. That part reminded me very much of, like, American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
Now, just put, like, Jason Statham in American Werewolf in London, and you kind of have what Venom is.
Now,
where
what?
It doesn't, like, I use Jason Statham, because none of his movies take themselves seriously.
No.
They're very tongue-in-cheek.
Wait, except Crank.
Except Crank. Crank 2 knows it's in on the joke, but Crank, So it doesn't take itself seriously, despite the fact that it's got, like, you know, Tom Hardy, Oscar nominee. I'm forgetting her name now.
Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams, who is just pretty much there to, like, run around in sexy black boots type of thing. Mm. Like, she's the ex that he fucked over by. Because he's Eddie Brock. He's a reporter.
Right.
And he's, you know, he's like gotcha journalism. He's there to bust the big stories wide open. And Riz Ahmed is... ahead of the poorly named, like, Life Foundation. He's basically Elon Musk, you know, he wants to go out into space.
Life, like in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, and it's really evil?
Yes.
Except it's Live, or Lot, yeah. What was that?
But no, I can't remember, but...
I hope it's Lime.
Good analogy. Riz Ahmed, you think he's there to, like... Because the first scene of the movie is one of his, like, outer space, like... rovers coming back to Earth with four symbiotes in tow. One of them breaks free. That kind of goes... That part was really unnecessary to the film, having that fourth symbiote make its way back. There was no real reason for it.
Ended up in the same spot.
Ended up in the same spot at the end. There is a second symbiote named Riot that neither of us had any fucking clue who it was.
Okay.
There will be appearances by other symbiotes. It's all but guaranteed.
Yeah.
The post-credit scene... I'm not going to spoil that to anyone because that was just awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But that definitely points towards a sequel. Whether or not this will make the money to have a sequel, who knows? But again,
right.
Sony has nothing else.
Right.
So they might just really latch onto this franchise and milk it for all they can, like Fox with, you know, the X-Men. Mm. This film definitely did not take it seriously the way that, like, X-Men films do. Like, they're not trying to be all overly dramatic.
Right.
But yeah, Tom Hardy is awesome in this. Riz Ahmed is Riz Ahmed. Jenny Slate is completely wasted in this.
What is she doing?
She's a scientist.
Okay.
She's a whistleblower at the Life Foundation. She is not really used all that much, and definitely not used to her capacity. I mean, I'm sure she can do stuff other than be super hilarious, because she is, but this was not the film to showcase any dramatic talents in. I wear glasses and a lab coat and carry around a clipboard, so I'm smart.
So, it...
I mean, it's no Christmas Jones in Bond films, but with Denise Richards. it's a level above that, but...
So she didn't say money, please, or anything like that?
Money, please! Daddy! No, she did not. Oh, man, a John Raffio cameo would have been awesome, though.
Yeah, we just stopped by the lab.
Yep.
So, I mean, overall, you said it was on track to make about 80 this weekend?
Yeah. It made 32 on Friday, which usually means about another 30 or so on Saturday, and then 15 to 20 on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also a four-day weekend, so maybe it might hit 100 over the four-day. I don't know. Might do well overseas. I mean, I could see this tracking to make, like, $300 million.
Yeah?
Across, like, worldwide.
Sure.
But I'm also betting, based on how fucking long the credits were, it was an expensive film. There's a lot of CG with Venom.
Than they wanted, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but it does have, at the end, have that, like, the CG versus CG fight, which is just like, oh, God, can we stop doing this?
Yeah.
The ending was underwhelming.
Sure.
But...
See, and that was the one, even movies as good as Black Panther, that was the complaint that I had.
Oh, it's so many of the Marvel movies. It just ends up with CG battles at the end.
Yeah.
The Ang Lee Hulk, where Hulk fought Cloud.
Yeah. And then there's a big CG battle at the end, and then some kind of blue beam into the sky.
Yeah.
Was there a blue beam into the sky here?
No, but a rocket ship did go up into the sky and then explode.
Mm.
That's not quite the same, but fair enough.
Yeah. Well, it's very much like Spider-Man Homecoming's final scene, with plane in the sky and explode.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Jesus. Also heavily CG'd.
Yeah.
We did not need to see David Thewlis' face in that scene at all.
No.
Hey, look, it's the God of War and with the face of a 65-year-old Brit.
Yeah, right.
Right on the money. Totally expect what I... When I expect to see the Greek God of War... I expect David Thewlis.
And all I can think of when I see him is whoever he played in the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, he was
someone.
Lupin.
Yes. And what else is he in? Oh, he's in a bunch of stuff.
Bunch of Mike Lee films from the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah?
Yeah, where he was British.
He's pretty much British in everything that he does.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of range, that guy.
No. He's also... even if he could do an accent, you can't get away from that face.
Yeah, he's got a very British face.
Undeniably British.
Yeah. He's like on... I'm sure somewhere there's a brand of tea with his face on it.
Yeah. He and John Oliver cannot go against type. Ever.
Poor John Oliver.
I have nothing today. Oh, you know what I did? Speaking of Venom, we can stick right in the Spider-Man area. We do Spider-Verse. Yep. And then Spider-Man PS4.
Don't spoil too much on Spider-Man 4, though, because Connor just got that for his birthday.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, I guess we're not talking about that.
Because that's what every 20-year-old man wants for his birthday is Spider-Man. Or soon to be 21.
Soon to be.
Wanting to drink an old fashioned. Who the fuck do you think you are?
I think I'm a classy man in this time period. I
think you're,
Yeah, that'll last about a year.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. The first time you have to make an old fashioned on your own and you're like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I did that a few times while watching Mad Men.
Oh,
because yes, I'm forgetting. What was his fucking name on Mad
Men? Don Draper.
Don Draper drinks a lot of old fashions, and I'm like, I've never had an old fashioned. Then you realize you've got a full bottle of Angostura bitters in your cabinet for eternity
life.
Because you need like 3 dashes of it for an old fashioned.
Right.
And then you just end up eating a whole thing of maraschino cherries because you only need like 2 for your beverage, and then you're like, well, fuck, I've got all these cherries and these taste way better than the beverage.
They don't sell just 1 or 2 cherries.
No. No. I mean, unless you're planning on making ice cream sundaes as well.
Right. Ooh, that's a combo.
Yeah. Is that considered a bushel of cherries? Or?
I don't know.
Who knows? No one knows. It's
a jar of cherries.
No way to ever find out.
Nope. Never. But yeah, old fashions actually are kind of tasty, but again, takes way too long to make one, and if you don't have a mortar and pestle right handy, you know, a muddler, because you need to muddle the fruit.
Sure, I've got ginger ale. That's as hard as I go.
That's one of the few things not in an old fashioned.
There's no ginger ale in an old fashioned.
No,
you can put ginger ale in anything. Yeah, that's the hardest thing that I drink.
Yeah.
Although
I do have a nice new bottle of Courvoisier, thanks to, you know,
cool,
the youth that I took it from last week. Because, you know, he's like we talked about last week. He thinks he's a '90s rapper.
I was gonna say, are you and Ja Rule gonna go out? And...
Well, now they most likely might be in prison soon enough. Not to say anything negative about Ja Rule. I don't know what he's up to these days.
He's in trouble too, right?
I just do know where my young man is.
And I think Ja Rule was in trouble, wasn't? Is it him or is it Busta Rhymes that was involved with the fire thing and what the hell was it called? Fire Fest or Fire?
Oh, the one that they took people out to an island and
then didn't feed them
forever,
right? Yeah,
that was like, Ja Rule.
Hot dog buns, and it was supposed to be this glamorous.
Like festival, yeah.
Festival for rich people.
Thousands and thousands of dollars and got abandoned on an island.
Yeah.
With nothing. with tarps.
There were no porta potties, no nothing. Yeah.
Which still makes me laugh. I almost want to pay him for doing that.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for that.
Yeah, that the guy, the not Ja Rule guy, is going to jail.
Yeah.
He's already pled guilty to...
Lots of fraud.
tons and tons of fraud.
Yeah. Just about the most amount of fraud you can get charged with.
As much fraud as you can do. He has pled guilty to, I think. And then he had some other shit, too, this guy. So, not an upstanding individual.
Yeah, he was not a businessman on the up and up.
Right. So I don't know how Ja Rule got mixed up with him. Usually his business sense is usually right on.
Oh, except for getting out of Fast and the Furious after 2.
Oh, Ja.
Yeah, exactly. He missed that money train right there.
What's Ashanti doing these days? Isn't that about all he ever had going to for him?
I don't know. Is she dead? Or is it? No, I'm thinking of Aaliyah.
You're thinking of Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Who wasn't... And Aaliyah was married to...
Married to R. Kelly when she was like 9.
When she was like 7 or 8 years old.
Yep.
Weird shit, man.
Yeah.
Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Is this the second trailer for...
That was.
I feel like
second or third.
I feel like there's been a ton of shit.
I feel like
that.
There's more now, because, I mean, the topic we on, because Connor didn't know this was even a thing.
I did not.
Until today?
Yeah, because it's the second after credit scene of Venom, and you've got to wait through, like, the 15 minutes of credits. But it comes up and it says, meanwhile in another verse.
Yeah.
And then it shows, like, a 5-minute scene from that film. What were your impressions, since you hadn't known anything about it?
It was an interesting take, for sure. Very cartoony.
Yes.
I'm definitely getting the vibe that it's going to be more of a bring-your-kids kind of thing.
Well, yeah, the hardcore sex doesn't start until Act 3.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
By then, they're hoping your kids are asleep.
Another thing is, I definitely think that...
That's why Spider-Ham's there.
Yeah.
Donald Glover definitely missed his chance to be Spider-Man with this.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, they got the kid from one of the kids from the Get Down to be Miles.
Yes. I'm excited for this, but I worry that only we are excited for this.
Yeah. It's not going to be...
It is not typical animation.
No.
It's... Mm. And it's blending different animations. Like, Spider-Ham looks looks like you said, like a, yeah, like a cartoon.
And then there whereas was the that, other stuff is more stylized. The Asian girl who's, like, very anime.
Anime.
Style.
And then the other one, then other ones are just kind of, Peter and Miles are both kind of very stylized.
Yeah. They remind me very much of, like, Bill Sienkiewicz covers from the mid-80s.
Mm. The Lego movies, too.
What?
Like, the Lego movies have that same style of animation.
Like
the Batman Lego?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to remember which scene in the movie. Did we watch the same trailer? I think you're full of shit, young man.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh. I find your opinion to be invalid.
Whoa.
We can all be wrong every now and then.
Yes.
But
yeah, I see what you mean, where it's that fluid but not quite fluid animation.
Yeah, it's
style.
Almost like it's like 30 frames a second.
Yeah.
Sort of. Like, almost like...
Very almost fast, like, stop motion.
Yeah, I was just going to say, very fast stop motion. Because that's basically what the Lego movies are. Yeah. And you get that, the kind of the choppy... And then a lot of it has got, like, Scott Pilgrim-style stylized Whiz stuff bang. In the background. Yeah.
I'm going to look up... I'm going to show you a Bill Sienkiewicz illustration of the Kingpin, and you will see why I say this.
Okay. So, Jake, is it Johnston or Johnson? Johnson?
I can't remember.
I never know. He
one
is,
of those two.
He
God,
is
I
Peter.
Hate that when I type in Bill, the first one that comes up is Bill Cosby.
Who is Gwen?
I actually don't know. I'm
Me
sure
neither.
She's somebody.
But the big, well, I don't know if surprise is the right thing, but everyone's favorite thing about this trailer was that Spider-Ham comes out and it's John Mulaney. Which I think is a hilarious choice.
Here's a Bill Sienkiewicz illustration of the Kingpin.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like, just over, like, unbelievably large.
Right.
You know, and that's what it kind of looked like.
Yeah.
I'm not showing you folks at home. You can try to Google Sienkiewicz on your own.
Yeah.
It's spelled Sienkiewicz. Sienkiewicz.
Wow.
Just like it sounds.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, just like it sounds.
Yeah.
Tremendous
comic book artist from the 80s and 90s. Tremendous. I mean, he's still incredibly gifted. But
I thought you were going to say he was dead.
The New Mutants movie that comes out, that eventually will come out, is based on the Demon Bear saga, which he illustrated.
Demon Bear?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
It's based on a Native American myth, because one of the New Mutants is Native.
Okay.
It's trying to be inclusive.
Of course.
Representation is important.
Right, just like Spider-Verse, including a pig.
I know, I know. We've needed more animals in our Spider-Man films.
So my concern is that, it'll only be people like us that will care about it. Even if it's really good, because if you think back to, what's considered the greatest animated superhero movie ever, no one went to Mask of the Phantasm.
No.
No one.
Nope.
I got Phantasm in a blind bag this week. I always buy it every time we go to Bull Moose.
Nice.
Get the Batman Animated Series blind bags, and
we
I got Phantasm today.
Yes, we were looking at those today, because there's going to be It blind
boxes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know they have blind pins now, too?
Yes.
Fuckers.
Yeah.
They just want all our money.
Right. Yes. I always... Colin has gotten a couple of Adventure Time blind inboxes.
I did recently order the Hot Topic exclusive Halloween themed blind box from Funko.
Okay.
Because I already knew everything that was in it.
Ah.
It has Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre when he wore the dress and had the lipstick smeared on his face from the first movie. And I don't have a Leatherface pop for some reason. Oh yes, the reason is it's $80, the one that's out there.
Oh, yeah, that would be a reason not to have it.
But this one actually looks much better, so I'm quite happy that I'm getting it. It's got that, and there's one of the little Funko ones, too.
Yep.
I can't remember what that one was, but it was something. Maybe Jason or Freddy, or... I don't know. Was it Jason with the sack on his head? It might have been Jason with the sack on his head, which is also cool.
Yeah, that's a classic Jason.
I do like the classic Jason. I've got all my Halloween Funkos out this month, because, you know, it's 31 days of October.
Right.
Well into my 31 days of films.
Right.
I've already hit 14.
What day is it?
day six. Like six.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Well, that's what happens when Dan doesn't want to do anything after work.
Sure.
Because work exhausts me. So I just sit down and watch 2 to 3 horror movies a night. But I'm woke because I'm watching all female directed films.
Now, is it any, are they all ones that you've seen? Or
no.
All, okay.
No.
Is that I guess I don't pay close enough attention to your 31 Days of October.
You son of a bitch.
Well, is that what it is every year? It's always things that you haven't seen?
No. I usually include a mix.
Yeah.
Not usually, always. Hi, Robin.
All right, we're back.
Okay, yeah. I've got my list up, and a good portion of these I have not seen. But I usually try, because I end up watching more than 31 every year, so I try to, like, watch my theme ones and then sprinkle it in with, like, new ones I haven't seen.
Sure.
Along with some classics. Let's see what I start. I started out with Trouble Every Day, which is part of the New French Extremity movement. There is a horror
That's
movement
actually,
called the New French Extremity. It includes this. It includes Haut Tension, sorry, not hot. I'm ugly Americaning that.
Is it German?
No. It's part of the New French Extremity.
Oh, okay.
It's got Martyrs, Inside, some very brutal-ass films. This one's a cannibal film.
Oh, good.
Very art-housey. Has Vincent Gallo.
Oh, good. Did he get his wang out?
He might as well
he
have.
He likes to do that.
There was a cannibalistic oral sex scene. So
I can't see how that ends well.
It did not.
Okay.
I watched another one called My Sucky Teen Romance, which was actually, like, made by an 18-year-old girl. And it's kind of fun.
Okay.
She, her and her friends go to a comic convention, and there's vampires there.
All right.
I mean, it's nothing that'll set the world on fire, but hey, better than a movie I made at 18.
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Yeah.
All kinds of places you could go.
So many places. Then I watched a double shot of the Soska Sisters. Well,
again.
Quite a bit. Watched See No Evil Part 2 with Kane, or newly found elected official Glenn Jacobs.
The wrestler?
Yes. Mm. Actually, it's a very serviceable slash film. Takes place in a hospital, etc., etc. And then American Mary, which is all about body modification and murder. So that's some interesting shit. The Soska ladies are weird.
Okay.
They actually play German twins in this, even though I don't know if either of them are actually German. I don't think so. It also helps that the Cubs got eliminated, like, in the wild card game, so I don't have
to... Oh, yeah, that happened quickly, didn't it?
It did.
It was like...
It went from they had the best record in baseball to you are no longer in the playoffs because you lost 2 games in a row by a total of 3 runs.
Yeah, and it was like...
Fucking baseball,
we were talking about it last week, and then, like, 2 days later...
Yep.
It was like, the Cubs are done. Okay,
yeah, because they tied for the best record in baseball after in the National League after 162 games, unfortunately, with the team in their division.
Right.
So they played a one game to see who got the wild card and who got, you know, the best record, who got the top seed. Which, again, I get why they do it, because if you win the division, you should earn something.
Right.
But this happens every year, you talk about with the Yankees and the Red Sox a lot, where the second best team in the division should not be in the wild card game.
Right.
They just shouldn't. So then they played the Rockies, and it was their 41st game in 43 days. They were a little tired, and it went to the 14th inning, where they ended up losing 2-1 on a third-string catcher's base hit.
Yeah.
And then their season was over. I think it will actually be for the better, because this is a team that's they're young, and they've gone to the championship series 3 straight years.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of needed this ass-kicking, because I think they started to take this year for granted.
Yeah.
They should have won a lot. They should have won more games than they did, even with, like, the injuries they had. They didn't play with that fire all the time.
That's what happens, man.
Yeah, and Lester actually had, like, a post-game comment on talking about it. Lester's been around. He knows.
Well, he's got 3 rings.
Yep. I watched Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. That's still shitty. It plays like a Looney Tunes cartoon, which is what it really does. I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
But that pretty much is what happened to Freddy, though. He started out, you know, as a super scary child molester and ended up as a child's costume.
Yeah, I mean, at some point it turned that, I've seen one of them.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I've seen the Johnny Depp one.
That's the first one.
And then,
by far, the best one. Oh, not by far, because part 3, The Dream Warriors, is awesome. I love The Dream Warriors.
But like,
and part
some...
2 is actually a very good treatise on American masculinity and hidden homosexuality.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
no. With knifey hands.
Yes. Freddy.
Yeah. I actually have out in the garage. You're welcome to it if you want. I think it's like meat skewers, a little glove that came in a box.
I'll have to take a peek at that.
It's and there's also a Camp Crystal Lake pendant.
Oh, see that? I'm actually wearing my Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah, that's today. What made me think of the whole stupid box that I have set aside. I do. I have a box of like the, you know.
Yeah,
I'm kind of like your drawer.
Yeah.
Of shit that comes in boxes that you just throw into.
Yeah. All my can koozies.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I have one. Anything horror related, I've thrown all into one box.
Yep.
So you can get that out of my fucking garage.
I'll get that out of your fucking garage.
Most of it's probably trash, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, Freddy evolved from, like, a very scary character
to
being
a
one-joke quip every time, like, every time he appeared on screen, he was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It turned into the funny horror.
Yeah, which it needed to stop being.
Yeah.
Which it did after Freddy's dead. Friend of the show Rob White and friend of the show Nick both talked about how, you know, spoiler warning, this isn't the final nightmare. Also, spoiler, nor is Freddy dead.
Right. Right.
They lied.
Right.
Then what I watch? I watched a Sorority House Massacre, which is as much fun as it sounds.
Okay.
And then actually one I really enjoyed called Humanoids from the Deep. Very Lovecraftian, about sea creatures coming up to try to rape women.
From the deep.
From the deep.
From the deep. On like, I believe it's like Oregon. Maybe not far from the Goonies.
Sure.
Not far from Astoria. You know, the lesser known, you know, the rapey fish people version of Goonies that you didn't see.
Speaking of fish people, the Shape of Water is on HBO now. I haven't watched it yet, but it's there.
It's a good film. That's fish consensual sex.
Yes.
There's no fish raping
there's
in
no
that.
No rapey fish
They're
sex
both
in
into
that
it
one.
In that
right.
movie.
Right. That's, and that's, frankly, that's the way human-fish relations usually
yeah,
are.
Yeah, consent matters.
Yeah.
You know, what for yes, and...
Now, that one was Abe Sapien falling in love with a girl, right?
Essentially,
right.
yes.
Yes,
it's,
gotcha.
Yeah, it's Guillermo doing his Abe Sapien movie without using Abe Sapien.
Yeah.
Still love that. I love that movie, but it's weird. But Humanoids from the Deep, very cheap film.
Oh, right off that, just real quick, we also got, I think, a first image of David Harbour?
Yes.
As Hellboy?
Badass.
Yeah, he looks awesome.
He looks so cool. yes.
That's really all there is. It's just a picture, so
yeah.
that's all there is
But there's
that.
Actually, the New York Comic Con is going on this weekend, so I'm guessing
we'll
probably see some news come out of today.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much tomorrow, but... then I watched Blood Diner, which is also another fun, like, 80s sleaze cheese type of film.
When you said that, I was thinking, with Leo DiCaprio and Jaimin Hunsu?
No. Oh, Blood Diamond Diner would be an excellent crossover movie. Like, they steal the diamonds and then go grab a bite to eat and get stuck in the Blood Diner.
That's that's one of those awesome movies that I have watched one time and I'll never watch it
again.
Oh,
yeah. Super good. Never watch it
I will again. Never watch it again.
I watched an anthology called XX because it's made by females, so, you know. Chromosomes.
Okay, I thought it was going to be like, this is the 20th one?
You got to know your biology to get the joke on that one.
Sure.
Fine movies, nothing great. Then I watched a non-girl-related directed film, Ghost Stories, starring Martin Freeman.
Yep.
Really fucking good.
Ooh, I still have
really
to watch that Netflix
film.
Martin Freeman one.
Oh, yeah, the zombie one.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, it plays like an anthology. It's a guy who debunks... Like ghost stories and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he goes to three separate people and hears their story, but there's way more to it. There's like a great twist in that.
A
film,
lot
right?
of bunk.
And some debunking of that bunk.
There's more bunk than he expected.
Then I watched, I'm already up to 11 and 12. Jennifer's Body, which is a criminally underrated film. Directed by Karen Kusama, who directed one of my favorite movies of the past few years, The Initiation, and has a new one coming out with Nicole Kidman, which has been getting raves. I cannot remember the title of it right now.
The new Nicole
Destroyer.
Kidman movie is Aquaman.
No, this is a different one. There is less fish gill in this. Also, that's also going to have some fish consensual sex in it.
Man, that's a real topic today.
It's our theme. What was the theme of your episode?
God, last week we were talking about Batman's dick.
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
Whatever. We talked about Batman's dick for 40 minutes, and now we're talking about fish sex.
Yep. Do you like fish dicks?
I get it.
All bringing it back to Kanye.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like Jennifer's Body, directed by Karen Kusama, written by Diablo Cody, who also did Juno.
Did she really? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
For a fucking entire year.
Great, great movie, though. Highly underrated. I think it got overlooked a lot because it had Megan Fox, and people just went in looking to see her tits, and they're not in it.
Right.
So people stopped caring.
Sure.
But her and Amanda Seyfried were really good in this. And then I watched The Bye Bye Man, starring friend of the show Doug Jones.
Oh, yeah, sure.
As the titular Bye Bye Man.
And Abe Sapien. All goes back to fish sex.
I really didn't have much of a desire to see this. It's one of those that got terrible reviews, but in one of my, like, Blu-ray horror boxes, I got an autographed copy of it. Not by friend of the show, Doug Jones, but one of the actresses. I know. I already have Doug Jones' autograph on much cooler stuff.
Mm-hmm. I bet you don't have Doug Jones' autograph on a fish dick.
I do not, but
that would be cool.
It's a new goal.
I do have it over Abe Sapien's face.
Yes. And they did make a vibrator based on The Shape of Water.
They made a legitimate,
especially considering the conversation I had with Doug Jones when I met him was about consensual sex in prison.
I guarantee you he has signed one of those.
Oh, of course.
I guarantee you he has signed at least one of those.
I just remember because of all the things I could have talked to him about his career, I talked to him about because he was a masturbating prison guard in Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
Really sold it, though. I really believe he was masturbating.
You gotta go all in, man.
Yeah. So I watched The Bye Bye Man. Not as bad as they made it out to be. Nothing that's gonna, you know, warrant a million rewatches.
I mean, no one fucked a fish in it.
But I also can't sell that DVD saying, hey, look, it's autographed by girl number three in this film.
You could.
I could. No one's buying it.
Absolutely do that.
Then I
bet Bull Moose would give you $50 for it.
I bet they would not.
If you put two 20s inside it.
And even then...
And a 5.
Maybe not.
Yeah. And a 5.
Then I watched Cherry Falls, which is one I hadn't seen, but it's part of the like late 90s horror cycle. But this one...
Like Scream,
I Know What You Did Last Summer. So it kind of got buried. It actually ended up being a direct-to-cable release on the USA Network, if I remember correctly. Yeah. They cut out a lot of the sex and violence. It's actually a pretty smart film, though. The killer is only going after virgins, so everyone in the town is basically racing to fuck, which is what they don't do. Like, there's a legitimate like de-virgining party held towards the end of the film, so that the killer won't get them. Starring Jay Moore.
Forgot about him.
Yeah. Brittany Murphy.
So he was he hot off his that Jerry Maguire money? Is that what he was?
Probably was right around the same time. Now that I'm thinking about, but also starring.
Well, he cashed that in then.
Also starring Michael Biehn, which is always worth watching.
Sure, because
he's a very sex positive dad in this film. Because he has the conversation with Brittany Murphy: is she having sex? And she's like, "Dad," and he's like, "No, it's to keep you safe."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
There's no slut-shaming going on in that conversation. It's very progressive. Michael Biehn, you know, he must have really learned some shit from Linda Hamilton. You know,
he's willing to travel back in time and create leaders of resistances. I mean...
Mm-hmm. He might as well lead them to be sex positive.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I don't know where else to go with that.
There's no really... other place too.
I mean, Linda Hamilton's not a fish, so I don't think it's really worth talking about.
Somehow we got to bring this topic around to Splash.
It's going to end up at Aquaman.
That is true.
I mean,
And then lastly, I just watched it this morning. You actually arrived for the end of it.
I did.
The original Buffy the Vampire Slayer with Christy Swanson and Luke Perry.
Oh, turns out she's a terrible person. Did you know that?
No, not surprised.
I learned that this week.
Why Keep is going. She terrible? I don't know why.
Oh, she's a Trumpy person.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Jeez. Yeah, but and that's all 14 of the films I've watched so far.
There you go.
Yeah. I doubt I'll get to my record of like 70 whatever from a few years ago, but I'll get at least all my 31 women directed films done.
Right.
Before I head off to Texas.
And Venom.
And Venom, which I might actually include as part of the month of horror, because it had horror elements.
Why not?
It was a PG-13. That's right. It's my fucking list. On my podcast.
That's right.
I mean, sorry. Our inclusive. I'm not trying to overthrow this since it's in your basement. We always record. It would be a terrible coup.
It would.
Dan can't leave the basement now, honey. He's taking over the podcast.
Yeah, he's just sitting in the corner clutching the microphone. He's got the snowball in his mitts, and he won't let it go. I don't know. Well, I was going to. Obviously, I don't want to ruin anything for Connor. But I not only finished Spider-Man this week, I platinumed it,
Which is very impressive, by the way.
It's not as thank you, but it's not.
You're up there with only 9% of gamers right now.
It wasn't as difficult as it seems because you don't need a lot of games where you have to, you know, max out, you know, all of your crap or whatever to get the 100% trophies. You have to do every single, like, it's set up very much like a lot of games where there's a challenge system, and it's almost always you have to, like, get a perfect score on all of the challenges in order to get enough, whatever the currency happens to be, to upgrade all your stuff. But in this, you do not. In order to get all of the costumes, you only need... I think I only probably gold medaled maybe 4 of the challenges.
Yeah.
And then silvered everything else. And that was enough to do it. But you can spend your tokens on... your gadgets too.
I wasted a bunch of money.
Yeah, I wasn't very mindful of that until very close to the end of the game. But even with that, and I had upgraded a lot of them, then I still had more than enough to do.
I upgraded almost every gadget, and I only ever used 2.
Yeah,
I used the one that sticks them to the wall, and then I used like the blast web that like knocked them back.
That's a good one. That's a good one for rooftops.
Yes, it is. That's fun to hit them from the rooftop and watch them go flying from a completely impossible angle from which you're shooting them.
Yeah, sure.
Like, yeah, you but shoot them out, and they go
it goes
up.
Out in a hole. It goes out in 180 degree.
Oh no, I don't use that one. I use the one where it, like, instantly webs them to a wall.
Oh, so not the concussive blast?
No,
thing.
No, not the concussive one.
The
money shot one.
Yeah, that one is awesome. Once you either upgrade that or you upgrade one of your skills so that it takes out people.
Yeah.
So if there's a line of them, it'll take out all of them.
Yeah, but I mean, I upgraded like the spider robot, which I never used other than the mission you actually needed to use it on.
I do like for a suit power, I like the Spider Bro. Spider Bro is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I upgraded the electrical webbing, which I never really used.
No, Colin likes using that, but I didn't use that much. I pretty much stuck to... Also, a good one to use when you're doing the bases is the trip mine one, and you stick it onto a person.
Yeah. I love trip mine.
Yeah, because there's always going to be like sections where or areas where there's two dudes standing next to each other, and all you got to do is you stick it to one of them, and they suck each other together, and they're stuck.
You eventually get a trophy for that too.
Yeah, for doing it 5 times or something like that.
Yeah,
it's not many. Because I didn't even think to do it until I was going through the trophy. It was actually that's what kind of started me doing it. I was going through the trophy list to see what I had left, and that was one of them. And I was like, oh, I've never even done that. So I started doing it in the. I want to call them bases, but that's not what they are. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. The fist tied out type things.
Yeah. You're
going to
have a lot of fun with this game.
I started doing that. I wish I knew what my total time was time to platinum. Mm-hmm. Because I played it a lot, like, this past week. And when I finished up everything, 100% at all the areas, which is what takes,
that's
longer.
Lengthy.
That takes longer than...
Because you have to wait until another crime starts.
If you just kind of swing around in a circle, they'll pop up every, like, 30 seconds or so. You just have to know where you need to be and keep track of which ones you've finished.
Yeah, I'm very thankful they didn't have a trophy for getting all the newspapers.
Right, that was another thing that made it kind of easy, was that there were, you didn't have to do the thing where, the extra landmarks, you didn't have to do that at all.
Oh, the photo ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to do any of them if you don't want. And the weird thing is for that, the unfortunate thing, I think this was a kind of a misstep, was that that whole thing, where you can... like a suit gadget or whatever is that, you know, you'll get pings for these other landmarks that pop up. But the only thing you get for it is XP, and by the time you get it, you're most likely maxed out.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally... There's no incentive to do it, I guess.
Yeah, and that's, once you hit level 50, you just...
I mean, you do... I did notice that every 25,000 after that, you're...
It's
still
a different adjective, too.
You just,
it's
yeah.
an amazing level up. Yeah. A spectacular level up.
And you get your, you know, you 10 plus 10 on your health and stuff, but you don't, you know, there's no more
by
skills
you,
to
by
unlock.
Then you don't need it.
Right, you don't need it, and there's nothing
You've
else to unlock.
You've beaten the game pretty much by that point. Like,
yeah.
The ending fight was not terribly hard for me at that point because I was so leveled up.
Yeah, and that's, games are going away from that because gamers don't like it. They were seeing that people were not finishing their games because you yeah. don't, stuff like that,
it's,
you
well,
want
it's
it
one
to
of the reasons
good.
I didn't finish The Witcher Blood and Wine DLCs because I couldn't defeat the fucking vampire.
Yeah.
It was way too hard. And I'd already, like, I was very well leveled up at that point.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, and Connor just borrowed my God of War.
Mm. Oh, so you're, so you haven't played either one.
No.
What are you going to do first?
God of War.
Yeah.
Unlikely.
Just remember, not on a night you have homework, because you will never get it done.
Now,
the storyline in that game is very compelling.
I guess we can talk about it in this context, now that you've brought up God of War.
I'm sure there's fish people.
In God of War?
Well.
Is there? I don't know.
There's fly people, like insect people.
Not the same. They're not as sexy.
No, they're really not.
The way I thought of it was, I think God of War is a better game, but I liked Spider-Man more. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
God of War is something closer to like a...
There's David Harbour's Hellboy.
God of War strikes me as like an Oscar baby.
The Hellboy New York Comic Con panel dropped a trailer.
Oh, well,
sons of bitches.
Yeah, we probably won't see it for a bit.
Yeah, not yet anyway.
God of War is like a Lord of the Rings type genre movie / Oscar baby type movie, whereas Spider-Man is like a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Whereas... Lord of the Rings is clearly a better film,
mm-hmm.
but like your typical Marvel movie is more fun, and I would want to watch it again, more likely. Mm. Actually, Lord of the Rings is probably a bad example, because I've seen Lord of the Rings like 30 times. But you know what I'm saying. I think those are the two best games, well, hands down, that I've played this year. I mean, those... If you've got those lined up between now and Red Dead 2, you're in pretty good shape. It's been a weird year like that, where I haven't played much, but the stuff that I have has been really good.
Mm-hmm. I know I will have played 3 AAA games this year by the time...
Yeah, that's a lot for you.
Which is, for me, huge.
Yeah. So I got... And I actually... I got the Platinum... not when I finish the game, because that's usually how I like to do it, if I can kind of plan it that way, is have everything done except for finishing the game. But there is a... you pay your respects to Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Which one of the trophies.
Which pissed me off, because I went there to take a photo of it earlier in the game, and I didn't notice the triangle pop up. So it took me fucking... Because it showed up before, because it had like the camera icon.
Yeah.
It took me fucking forever to find that goddamn gravestone the second time.
Did?
Because there was no marker
on
the heads-up display anymore. So I'm just like, okay, well, I remember I wasn't facing it. If I was facing the water, I'd jump on the other side.
Right.
Facing the city. So I'm, like, running around all over, like, checking, like, every fucking tombstone until I found it.
Yeah, I ended up, I just watched a video on, to see exactly where it was, because I walked around for a minute, too. But, yeah, that was actually the last thing. So my Platinum trophy, it's kind of sad. My Platinum trophy picture, because it takes it saves a screenshot of your trophies. My Platinum trophy is Spider-Man standing over a grave. So, sorry, Ben.
That's very Spider-Man.
Sure, it is. again, without spoiling any of the story just yet, the thing that I was happiest with about the game story-wise was that they really get the character. And what his kind of tragic nature that he's mm-hmm. basically a... he's Marvel's tragic character.
Oh, by far.
And they get it, because a lot of times games don't. they get that wrong. And I'm not just talking about Spider-Man, but any licensed thing, because they're focused more on making the character fit the game that they're making, mm-hmm. Whereas they... here, they made... it's definitely an Insomniac game, but it's also, you know, it's... so I saw a couple people say this week, this is the best Spider-Man movie I've ever...
Yeah, I'd go along
this
with that.
This is my favorite Spider-Man movie now.
Yeah, I could see that. It but, used the villains well.
Yeah.
And it used, like, the lesser ones. That, like, who gives a fuck about Scorpion, really? But when you use him well like this, it's,
yeah.
you know, just use him for what he needs to be there for.
Yeah, I mean...
You don't need to have the great Scorpion story.
Right, they did it very very much Arkham-like, where everyone makes an appearance. Mm-hmm. It makes sense when they make an appearance. Mm-hmm. It's actually very similar to Arkham, where, like, in Arkham, it's that, you know, all hell's broken loose in the asylum, and the bad guys have taken over. It's kind of the same thing here, mm-hmm. where, you know, again, it's not spoiling anything, but the... You know, the only way you can get all of these people together and have it make sense is if they're all in prison and then something happens.
Yeah,
it's not an uncommon trope. I guess, which is why it's a trope.
Yes.
What else we have since that? We don't get to do the story of Spider-Man.
Entertainment Weekly did drop some pictures this week from the Pet Sematary remake.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Church looks much more like Church is supposed to.
Yeah.
He looks like a Maine Coon cat.
Yeah.
It's actually our background photo right now on our Potato League page.
Yeah, of course it is.
John Lithgow looks good as Judd. Looks like, you know, every Maine guy you see in the grocery store picking up a six-pack.
Yeah. And some problem Cheetos. With that is I didn't know John Lithgow was doing it. What is the movie where he does just a really bad accent?
Oh, I'm sure he's done it in a ton.
Although any main movie is gonna
it falls in that trap.
It's
yeah.
gonna have a bad accent. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be like Southern mixed with Boston somehow.
Yeah, because I remember Missy Dandridge's was terrible in the original.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're not filming this one in Maine. They're filming it like fucking Vancouver. You know, the Maine of the Great North.
Right.
But it looks like it's gonna be good.
Warmer there though.
It is. Ellie is looking more aged. Appropriate, like she's not quite as young looking.
Yeah.
So you can only see Gage briefly, and no sign of Zelda yet. But
now, when is that supposed to be?
Hold on. I bet it's included in the article that I linked to on our page.
That I definitely check all
yes,
the time.
All the time.
Because it'll be interesting if it comes out anywhere near it. Chapter 2.
Which it's supposed to be for 2019, so...
I mean, it sounds that way, right? Yeah. I mean, if you're getting production photos, then, yeah, I would say next year sometime. And by the sounds of it, at least summer.
And part of me definitely wants to reread the book before the movie comes out.
That's a good idea. Because
right now, my memories are of the movie.
Yeah,
I don't want to judge it against the prior movie. I want to judge it against the book.
I
just want to judge.
Yeah, me too. That's what it all comes down to. Well, in the original Judd was the Herman Munster guy, mm-hmm. who was a judge in My Cousin Vinny. Vinny. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. That's the end of that. I actually, not now that I think of it, but I have never actually read the book because I saw the movie first. And then I tried to read the book, and I was like, nah, I just watched this. But yeah. It's been long enough, I think.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because that's one of the few books that, like, King is like, he almost didn't publish it.
Yeah.
Because it was too fucking dark for him.
Yeah.
So he put that one away for a while, and then ended up releasing it.
It's pretty long, too, isn't it?
It's mid-range, I think. Probably like 400, 500.
Oh, I bet it's more than that.
No.
No?
No.
I'm thinking like,
Jesus Christ, EW wrote a very long article. I'm still scrolling to the bottom of it. April 5th.
So they'll bookend the summer with
Stephen King films.
Assuming that it is September.
I believe that is the same.
That's the idea.
Release time frame, yes.
Well, that's exciting. I wish they had picked something different, because we've said it a million times that if there's, you know, if there's a list of Stephen King movies that don't need to be remade, Pet Sematary's on it.
Yeah, but it still might be quite good.
Oh yeah, certainly. It's, I mean, Pet Sematary the movie is not on the level of, you know, just a, being a good movie as like the Darabont stuff and the
it is stuff. In my top 20 of my top 100 horror films. It was number 20.
It's in the top 20 of my top 100 of this, the sub list of my.
It is.
But it is more.
I think it's third of my Stephen King adaptations, though.
It is where something like Shawshank is Oscar bait drama. Mm-hmm. Pet Sematary is most definitely a horror movie.
Yes.
Also, and then it
directed
is somewhere
by a female. Hashtag 31 days of women directors.
There you go.
Because that hashtag feminism. I will be watching that this month, even though I just watched it last month. Which I kind of didn't want to do, and I didn't think of it until afterwards. But I'm like, yeah, fuck, Mary Lambert did direct that. But.
Well, that's the price you pay for not thinking ahead.
It is.
So yeah, even though it's not the one that I would have picked, I would have way rather had a... I still want to see someone do Salem's Lot right.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't happened yet. But I would really like to see that. And it's weird that it hasn't been, because...
It's the easiest genre.
Yeah, it's the easiest.
This isn't like they're trying to do Insomnia, and we're like, how do we make the three fates appear at night?
Right.
You know, it's,
how do we make the big fucking spider thing at the end of it come out?
No, it's like, vampires and a scary house.
Yeah, like, how can you... You can't... You would think that would be like, if someone was going to zero in on something...
Yeah.
It would be, yeah, let's do that one.
Yeah.
And plus, the adaptations that are currently out are fucking terrible.
Yeah, and they were both TV movies. They were not Hollywood films. Even though the first one was directed by Hollywood horror icon,
and
Toby Hooper.
I hate that it was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That was a Toby Hooper film.
I don't like that version is the image of the vampire, because that's not at all what he looked
like. Yeah, Barlow did not look like Nosferatu.
At all!
No.
The two weird teeth, I don't know what...
Yeah. I mean, it's a great vampire image.
Sure.
But it's not Barlow.
No.
It's like if they just, you know, changed Church into a raccoon for Pet Sematary. Well, we wanted the main coon cat, but we just decided to go full raccoon.
We decided he played better as a rabid porcupine.
Never go full raccoon.
I guess it doesn't really matter, but if I had had a choice, it would have been something like that, or something that doesn't have an adaptation.
Yeah, I mean,
yet,
at least for the
that list is getting short.
I mean, at least for the TBS version, they had Rutger Hauer, who was at least kind quasi human.
I actually have never even seen that one.
It's not bad.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I mean, Rob Lowe is a better.
I was going to say, which one is the one with? Is it
Rob Lowe? Is a better that, Ben Mears than David Soul? But yeah.
Yeah, I've still never seen that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Whatever.
And the kid playing is the kid from Cougar Town. I'm trying to remember the kid's name.
I'm trying to picture him. I can't even picture him.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox's
son.
Son?
Yeah, he's the kid.
Oh! Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. What's
that fucking kid's name? All I can think of is Ben Mears, and it's not Ben Mears.
Yeah,
Mears is the adult.
Right. You mean what's the kid's name?
Yeah.
Did he have a name? I thought he was just addressed as the kid.
No. That's the stand.
He's got
the kid.
He has a name.
I
want to say it's like Jimmy or something, but it's not.
He has a name.
Yeah, he definitely has got a name.
His name is
Robert
Paulson.
You know what he doesn't have? His parents.
No, they both die.
And I think he straight kills them. He doesn't. They don't vampire. He straight just kills them. Mom and dad, I think.
I'm trying to remember. Because again, it's been so long since I've read the book.
I read it last September.
That the movie gets stuck in my head.
Yeah, see, I don't want that to happen. That's why I don't watch those fucking movies.
Oh, they did an official teaser trailer for Good Omens.
Oh, really?
Yes. Shall we pause and watch?
We can.
Let's pause and watch.
All right. All right, we're back.
That was very British.
It was.
But it looks awesome.
Yeah.
This was based on Neil Gaiman's first published, like, novel that he co-wrote with Terry Pratchett. It's about the end times, as we saw in the trailer. It's an angel and a demon teaming up to stop the apocalypse. It's very, very funny.
It's like Doctor Who meets Dogma.
Yeah. But there are actually dogs in this, too, because there are hellhounds.
Well, there would have
yes,
to be.
Yes, because if I remember correctly, they misplaced the Antichrist.
That's exactly what happens. Yes. They switch the babies.
Yes. So hellhounds are guarding a regular baby.
Sure.
Which, well, you know, is always funny.
Yeah.
Gaiman just got a production deal with HBO, I believe it was, to produce films from Terry Pratchett's other books, Discworld. Which, I've never read any. People who love fantasy novels love those fucking books.
They're very, like,
they're thick
dense, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they're, like, all, like, Game of Thrones size. There's, like, 12 of them or 13 of them.
Yeah,
there's a whole cycle, is what they're called, the Discworld cycle.
I feel like and I haven't even read all of the Game of Thrones books, but I'm, like, done with books of that length.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Well, it's, like, it's part of what keeps me away from fantasy novels in general is... You can't read a fantasy novel. It's part one of, like, 14. Mm. It's like picking up an anime.
It's also difficult to read anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, you pretty much have to dedicate a couple years of your life if you want to read
them. If you put down something like that, you can't pick it back up.
Yeah, well, I was completely up to date with the Game of Thrones books, and then I stopped about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I still haven't finished book five.
Right, me neither. I haven't not started book five. And I never will.
Yeah.
I never will. Since the moment the show passed where I was in the books, I was done.
Yeah.
Even though they, at this point, by the time that happened, it was, the show had already branched off. I don't know, I mean, I guess this leads to a bigger question. I don't know how interested I am in if George ever actually finishes the series.
Oh, I don't care anymore.
Because I think the show is going to be my ending.
Yeah, even if I picture him rewriting, like, changing the ending just to give people a reason to read the books. Because I don't think otherwise a lot of people aren't going to read them.
Yeah, it seems
by the time he finishes book seven, it's going to be, like, 10 fucking years from now.
Yeah, and it's basically going to be, like, the longest alternate ending in history.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's... Look, those books are hard enough, clearly, those books are hard enough to write as it is, and then add on the fact that, and he has tried to wall himself off so he doesn't get, and I can understand that, and people see it as, like, he's pissed that he doesn't want to be involved in the show anymore. It's
he just doesn't want it to influence his writing.
Right, he wants to write his book and not a fucking adaptation of...
He's in a no-win situation, honestly, because he writes it, if the ending is just like the show's, they're gonna be like, oh, he just copied the show's ending.
Right.
And if it's completely different, they're gonna say, he just did that on purpose to be completely different.
Right.
There's no
matter what, there will be people that will say both.
Yeah.
One of the last things I read on it, because every once in a while a little bit of news comes up, he was expressing doubt whether he'd ever finish.
Yeah.
And he does not want, I think it's, like, already in his will that no one else will finish it. That he doesn't want anyone else to write it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than, obviously, the show. So...
Yeah, and, honestly, he's made his money.
Oh, sure.
He doesn't need to ever finish those if he doesn't want
to. Yeah, just merchandising alone is more money than probably he'll ever spend. Because there really isn't... Oh, that's an awesome segue. Did you see that the author of the Witcher books
is suing them for a fuckload?
He's suing CD Projekt Red for $16 million.
Yep.
He has not a single leg to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically just being a dick about it because he made a bad decision like a decade ago.
Yeah, well, who would have thought that, you know...
No one, that was the
point.
Because
he'd already published, like, six books at that point.
Yes.
You know, of The Witcher, and no one expected the video game to become what it is, and then it's...
Well, the video game
series comes out years later after that.
The video game series has far surpassed the books in...
Oh, yeah. Most people don't... I didn't know it was a book when I first started playing The Witcher.
I didn't know until it was... it was probably during my playing of Witcher 2 I came across something that, you know, said, oh, something from the novels. I was like, what?
Yep.
But, yeah, like, and these, the books before, pre-video game, the books were, you know, they were known in Poland, if you, seriously.
Yeah, in Polish circles, he was a big name.
No, no. Not even that. In Polish, whatever that genre
fantasy,
of, yeah, fantasy, he was known.
Yeah.
That's about all you can say. And then, so this small game studio, not too small, but... they were, I'm sure they were looking for a license that they, you know, because it's cheaper to get a license than it is to hire a team of writers and come up with your own world.
Yeah, and the backstory stuff's already there.
Yeah, and it's all good.
You just
and,
need to go with what's next.
And all they had, and I'm sure that they didn't pay much.
No.
His
I don't even know what money is in Poland.
Yeah, I don't even, I think they just trade, like, bread loaves. and then... It was his fucking fault for not asking for points.
Yeah.
He just took, apparently just took a lump sum.
Mm-hmm.
And then their video game made, you can't tell me that his book sales have not been affected by the game.
The fact that his books are available in our country says something.
Yes.
And they're
available in English at all.
And there's a new one that just came out. You
right.
know, and they're he can keep writing these now and his sales will be set.
Yeah.
Because of this video game.
Right. So if I were him, I would just be like, thank you very much for making these games about my...
Or at least try to renegotiate if they ever decide to do a next one.
Well, no, this is the... Here's where it gets even kind of shadier. Is there... Because CD Projekt Red, understandably at this point, is sick of dealing with him.
Yeah.
And they just want to buy the rights outright. And... This is part of a ploy to do that. They've basically, their lawyers told CD Projekt Red, in no uncertain terms, if you play ball here, it'll go better for you when we're negotiating for the sale of the rights.
Yeah.
And if I was them, I would just give them a stiff middle finger and say, fuck you, dude.
Yep.
Have fun selling your paperbacks.
Yep.
And then move on to something else. It's a, and this isn't the first time he's been, he's just a dick, apparently, and this is really nothing more than sour grapes. I don't know, if I were him, I would have the exact opposite tact if I wanted to sell them the rights, you know, the permanently. Why would you be trying to shake them down now?
Yeah.
They're just more likely to tell
Walk
you to
away,
fuck yourself. Because I guarantee you that CD Projekt Red has more money to spend on a lawsuit than whatever the fuck this guy's name is. Guaranteed. Mm. So he will... They will lawyer him to death if they need to.
Yeah.
And he's not doing himself any favors.
And plus, you've got the TV show coming out.
Yeah.
I imagine wonder... he's got some percentage of that.
He's got to. I mean, he would have to because the rights certainly wouldn't extend...
Yeah.
I mean, they would be his to...
And if anything, I think the Netflix series is going off the books.
Yeah,
so,
I would think so.
Dude, yeah, don't fucking muddy the waters before your show comes out.
It just seems like a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like that he's been given bad advice.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just not listening to any advice.
And now I have a bad Poland joke about wartime advice.
Get out while the getting's good, guys.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, they've completely annexed his properties.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm going to hell. And I'll be led by the folks from Good Omens.
Yeah.
If David Tennant can help me along the way, I'll be all right.
He just can't stop playing creepy dudes, huh?
Well, he's good at it.
Yeah, he is.
And Michael Sheen just always looks uptight.
Yeah, was he in a Harry Potter movie?
I know David Tennant was.
Yeah, yeah. But
I don't remember if Michael Sheen was.
Wasn't he one of the little... isn't there a mousy character at some
Always.
Point? I don't know. I just watched
here,
one.
Let,
it was
let me
Rat.
Go. Yeah. No, he wasn't Scabbers. He wasn't Scabbers.
No, not Scabbers. I know who you're talking. You're the shit. Or maybe it is Scabbers. Who was Scabbers then? Is he the one that was a spy the whole time?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
That wasn't him?
I'm pointing
at this guy on the screen.
Michael Sheen.
Yeah.
I am going through his IMDb account right now. And I will stop if I see a Harry Potter.
If I see a Harry Potter.
He was
Potter.
In Twilight. He was
Same
like,
thing.
He was like one of the master vampires in the Twilight saga.
Alright, so at one point he had...
I forgot he was on 30 Rock. He was Wesley. Wesley Snipes.
Oh, that's great.
Really, if you look at both of us, who would you believe is Wesley Snipes?
Oh, Pete.
Oh, he was in Underworld, Rise of the Lycans.
Maybe that's
In Blood Diamond!
Well, there you go.
Played Rupert Simmons.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I guess it. He was not then in a Harry Potter movie.
I'm not quite back to where the Harry Potter films start, but it's not looking good.
It's not looking good for my Harry Potter theory.
I think that was Prisoner of Azkaban, so you still got a while to go.
No, because I'm in the 90s. No, he was not.
Oh, well. What else do we have?
I have nothing.
Okay, well, I've got, for the first time, we can go through standings in our PLP league. I finally got a win last week.
Yes, you did.
And Lookout League, because all my guys are healthy. They all came back this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my first ever starting lineup of people that are, the team that I drafted.
Yes. I find it most funny that I am the leader in points for and points against.
That's actually pretty hard to do.
Yeah. And be 3-1.
And be 3-1, yeah.
Yeah. People have blown up against me, but I've had really good weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, that is very uncommon.
Yeah.
You are leading your division.
Yeah, I am tied with Mike Hodgkins, rolling with Mahomes.
And that one also has a bunch of 2-2 teams, 1-3. Dr. Nick and I are bringing up the rear in my division. I'm 1-3, and Nick is 0-4. My one win is against Nick. That's who I played, right? I think that's who I played last week.
Yeah, the battle of the 0-3s.
We have still one undefeated team, friend of the show, Rob.
Yep.
I am actually off to a good start. I usually, the way it's gone so far this year is I've gone into the weekend losing because someone playing against me did really well on a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I was that guy this week.
Nice.
I
have not. I don't think I had anybody playing in the Thursday night game this week.
It was New England Indy.
No.
No. I just had Eric Ebron, and he had 9 catches for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. One of them was the garbagest of garbage time touchdowns, but they all count.
Air points.
And the best thing about that one was it was immediately after... a play that was thought to be a touchdown got called back because his knee was down like a half yard from the from the end zone, and it was the backup tight end, and they put Ebron back in, and it was just a fake run, and he just released and was standing all by himself.
Yep.
So it was not just a garbage time touchdown, but a vulture touchdown at that, and those are the best kind.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm playing someone else in my division. Maybe it was TJ that I beat. I don't know.
Maybe.
The TJ and I and Dr. Nick are a combined 2-10.
I think I'm playing TJ this week.
That's exciting. Let's go to the scoreboard and we can see. Maybe. Come on. Who's playing who? I got to order the potato trophies.
Oh, yes.
That I had picked out. I keep forgetting to do that. You are playing TJ.
And I'm winning right now.
You're winning
7-0. Who did I have in that game?
Do you have a kicker or something, maybe?
Oh, I might have the Indy kicker, maybe? Yeah, I have Vinatieri.
Vinatieri, there you go.
Hey, if I got 7 from my kicker,
that's pretty good.
Way to go!
It's pretty good.
TJ didn't have anybody play, so...
But still, you got your 7 points.
I'm glad he did finally put in a quarterback, because he did not have a quarterback. Hi, Tilly!
Tilly's yelling. I mean, that's all I had. I don't have anything else. Do you guys have anything else?
No.
Oh, I do have something else. The Fenway bootlegs are up on Pearl Jam.
Yes, I saw that. And posters from Chicago are up on their site, too.
Yes.
So I'm hoping in another week, maybe the Fenway posters might be there.
Yeah, they may very well be.
The Chicago posters are all right, and the Seattle posters are okay, but I really want those Fenway posters. They were better.
If you can avoid it, I don't want to spoil anything. If you can avoid ordering the CD version of the show that we went to,
yeah.
Do that.
Why?
You may have had one ordered for you
oh.
as a gift of sorts.
Oh.
There is, as Robin's aunt always says, Christmas is just around the corner. Because I say that because Robin, there's these kinds of these Christmas ornaments that a friend of Robin's cousin used to make. And Robin always wanted one, and she would always mention it to her aunt
mm-hmm.
that she really liked those, and she'd say, "Can you get me in touch with them so I yeah. can order one?" And she always kept saying, "Well, Robin, Christmas is right around the corner." Like she was going to get yeah. one,
and then never did,
never ever got her one.
That's why people, I get so pissed off at Christmas almost every year. Not every year, but some years. Because I'll be like, I should get that. And people are like, but Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
And then I won't get it. And then I right. won't get that for Christmas. And then I can't find whatever. Right. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Which is why.
You legit stopped me from buying what I wanted.
Yes. Which is why I mentioned it. Because yeah. normally I wouldn't. But yeah. I know exactly that,
I
that feeling.
And I would have purchased that. So I will just forget I heard it.
There you go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, so I did that today. And I'm still, I fucking hate. I was talking back and forth with other friend of the show, Matt, today, who is also the Verizon guy.
Yes.
And unfortunately for him, the person that I take out any Google wrath that I have, I send it to him. Google Music, while it is still better than iTunes, I don't understand why it's so hard to get music onto your mm-hmm. service. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand why it's so hard. Right now... So between those two shows, it's 70-something songs. It's been hung on, added 9 of 72 for like 6 hours now. And it's just sitting there like this.
Jesus.
And sometimes it's days before it actually shows up in my account. I mean, it's literally, you download it from the Pearl Jam website into a folder, and to put it onto Google Music, supposedly all you gotta do is drag it into a bucket and drop it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything just disappears, and you can't, like, go back and... This is the only status that you can see.
See, that's why I love physical media, man.
I know. Well, no, even if I had physical media, it's the same thing. It took about a week to get the 6 songs from Salival onto my fucking Google Play Music. I would just keep refreshing the page, and hey, look, another song popped up. It was like a little surprise that I got every morning. It's fucking... I don't understand why... It's so hard. Mm-hmm. And especially with iTunes, because like a decade ago, iTunes was pretty slick.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's fucking incomprehensible.
Oh, yeah. It was about probably 7 or 8 years ago when they made an update where I'm just like, I am done with you.
Yeah. I think it was probably right around the time that people stopped, having the laptop be their primary thing, and then onto an iPod, where it started to be like you had either on your iPhone or on an iPod Touch, where you were just connecting directly to the internet and downloading your songs that way. Mm. I think whenever that happened, where that took over as being more popular way to do it than on a laptop. Is when it just went to hell.
Yeah.
And now it's just brutal. Yeah.
I mean, it's more convenient for me to get up, go to my CD binder,
yeah.
find the CD, pop it in a CD player, and play it that way is more convenient than going bloop, bloop, bloop on my phone in my hand.
Yeah.
You've got a problem with the user interface.
Well, and Matt, one of the things he texted back, it's like they created it, had one person try it, it worked, and then they were like, all right, guys, we're good.
Yep.
And then never updated it and never made sure that, you know, other than the guy that designed it says that it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like there's no... I don't know how to move stuff around. Like, on Google Play Music, like, creating a playlist is, like, it takes an act of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can create the playlist... But you can't add anything to it from that same place. You have to go to your library and then have the playlist bar open on the side and drag stuff into it that way. And then you would think that if you just hover over the empty playlist that I'm showing you that I created that will probably never have anything in it,
mm-hmm.
you can, edit playlist. Does that mean I can add songs to it? Nope. That means I can change the fucking name of it. Like, come on. How is this hard? I don't understand it. There's certain things that, like, when new technology comes out, and I'm like, okay, I'll deal with the bugs right now. I get it; mm-hmm. it's new. This is not new.
Yeah,
there has been. We've been downloading music for like 15 years now.
Yep,
we should have a handle on it, and we don't.
We don't.
All right, that's all I got.
It's a good rant, though.
Yeah, could have been worse.
Yeah.
Could have been way worse. I think I kind of like the we're coming in at like a tidy 90 minutes lately.
Yeah, yeah, we have not had any marathon sessions in a while, which is okay.
That's fine,
I'm
too.
I'm all right with that. I'd like to say it leaves us more focused. It doesn't.
It doesn't, no.
But, you know.
No, it's just a watered-down version of a three-hour show.
Yes.
Yeah? No offense, Connor. He's like, thanks,
Oh, man. Yeah, all right.
I will definitely be back triannually.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing you again in at least 6 months.
Yeah, come January, February.
I
we'll
look
be ready
forward
for you
to
again.
Seeing you again yes. at Captain Marvel.
Yeah, yeah, February vacation. What you doing?
Yeah. All right,
that actually will be Captain Marvel time. Won't it February, March?
I think it's like March 3rd or something like that.
All right.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Ant-Man and the Wasp came out on digital this week. It's still fine.
Yep,
that's a good movie. I wonder if this was actually a mini topic. So I guess we're not wrapping up. We got 6 minutes before we hit that 90-minute mark. Anyway, this is all this will take. Do you think Ant-Man and the Wasp was helped or hurt by being the movie immediately after Infinity War? Because I can make the case for both, and I don't know which is true.
I think if it had come out right before, it would have been helped.
Yeah?
Tremendously, I think, because people were hyped up and ready. I don't think it hurt it. It's not like it did tremendous. It didn't do far better or worse than the first Ant-Man. It pretty much did the same money.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. I don't have to remember correctly. I'm going to go to Box Office Mojo and find
out. Well, while you do that, I'll say, because you can make the... And again, I don't know which is true. I have no idea. I'm just posing the question. But I can see both sides where you would say, because it was, what, about 2 months after, a whole shitload of people went to Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a percentage of those people that, I mean, clearly, a good percentage of those people don't go to every Marvel movie.
Truth.
There were certainly people that went to Infinity War and were like, ooh, I really like that Infinity War. What's the next one? Oh, it's the Ant-Man one. I'll go to that. I can also see, I'm still not over Infinity War. This is still, I got a little Marvel fatigue right now. I need some time. I can skip Ant-Man. Mm-hmm. I can see both sides. I have no idea which is true.
Ant-Man and the Wasp did 216 and 621 worldwide.
That's still pretty good.
Ant-Man did 180 and 519 worldwide. Huh. So
it did better, but again,
Captain America to Civil War to Winter Soldier levels of better financially.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I also, it got me to thinking that, I guarantee you Marvel knows this, like what percentage, like how much out of their, you know, of a movie's, given Marvel movie, whatever one it happens to be, there is a number I'm sure they know of us.
Yeah.
That X number of people are going to go to every single movie.
Yeah.
It's, who else are we going to get?
Marvel movies at this point are pretty much a guarantee to make $200 million, no matter what it is.
Yeah, just because of it being, just because it's a Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder what that number is, and how, again, I'm sure they did all kinds of test groups and stuff see.
I'm sure Captain Marvel is going to do much, much better by being the movie to come out immediately before Infinity War.
It's also
going to be.
It's also very much connected to Infinity War.
But if it had come out 6 months ago,
I
don't think it would do as well as where it's going to be like the month before Infinity War comes out.
Right.
Or Avengers 4, whatever they're going to call it.
Do you think that will come out of New York Comic Con? Is Marvel there?
Oh, yeah, Marvel's always there.
Well, we say that and they weren't at San Diego.
Well, fuck San Diego.
This is
New York, and Marvel, well, they're not anymore. But no, they still are. DC is no longer based in New York. But Marvel's based in New York. It's their fucking city, yo.
Yeah.
They've got the New York state of mind.
Sure, Alicia Keys.
And
is that Alicia Keys?
And Jay-Z.
And Kanye, right?
Probably.
Or is that...
I don't fucking care.
Isn't there a Kanye one with those three?
Oh, there probably is.
What's the Kanye one with Jay-Z?
That's Paris.
Sure.
Yes. The N-word in Paris.
Yeah.
That
Whoa.
It's room full of white,
this is a family
white
show.
Cannot say.
On that, we'll wrap it up. What do we got coming up?
I honestly don't even know.
Okay, we'll talk
more
about
Halloween movies for me.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know what's coming out of the theater this week, if anything.
All right. Well, it's at 129.39. That's enough.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll
yeah,
figure it out next week. Bye.